10th Street is one of the most endangered places in the country. That's according to the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Despite earning a historic designation in the early 90s, the tiny South Dallas neighborhood is dotted with empty lots and homes. Many attempts have been made to revitalize it, not have been successful. In the second of a two-part story, KERA's Miguel Perez explains what's keeping this historically black community in limbo.
It's been more than 60 years since Patricia Cox's home has gotten any serious repairs.
I need repiping, but some of the other homes might need a new roof or some need new flooring.
The houses here have good bones, Cox says, but many have endured decades of neglect. Now, 10th Street was founded by freed slaves after the Civil War, and it quickly grew into a thriving community. Dallas mostly forgot about it, though, until 1993, when the city made it a historic district. Now, that designation was meant to protect 10th Street, but Cox says the city has done little to help residents preserve their homes.
It's not going to be a arm and a leg to redo some of the homes, you know. It's just a matter of wanting to. But the city saw fit to cut us off.
Residents say a 2010 ordinance contributed to 10th Street's decline by letting the city raise historic but neglected structures that are smaller than 3,000 square feet. And dozens of homes have been demolished since then. Residents sued the city in response. They say that rule discriminated against 10th Street's poorer minority residents compared to the wealthier white residents in other historic districts. The Dallas City Council, hoping to undo decades of inaction, came one step closer to a solution this past August when they voted to stop demolitions. Some council members, like Lee Kleinman, expressed concern over what to do next.
10th Street, if there are properties there that are really beyond salvaging, we're just going to have to watch them continue to blight until we can either get the owners to improve them, or if the city owns it, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do.
In the meantime, the neighborhood's status as a landmark helps keep out overzealous developers by limiting what can be built in the area.
If it's taken away, anything can be built in the neighborhood.
That's Jorge Caso, an attorney with Legal Aid of Northwest Texas, which is representing residents.
There's a lot of development going in and around the area, so if, you know, bigger homes are constructed, there's a potential danger for current residents to be displaced.
Norman Alston, a Dallas architect who specializes in historic preservation, says the responsibility of maintaining historic homes may deter some homeowners.
You know, we're geared for new construction here. A lot of folks aren't comfortable fixing what's there. That'd be easier just do it new.
But Alston says the designation keeps the old houses in place, and with it, the spirit of the neighborhood.
There has to be a better way than just scraping them, because that takes just a little bit of the community soul every time that happens.
Resident Patricia Cox agrees.
We need to refurbish the homes that we have standing, not tear them down. Either you repair your home or you sell it.
Preserving these old houses can be a challenge for many of the neighborhood's poorer residents. Another issue, houses here are so old that many were passed on without wills. These so-called heirship properties are instead divvied up among surviving descendants. That can shut residents out of funding assistance programs that require proof of ownership. Caso says inherited properties also make it hard for buyers to find owners and clear a home's title.
Since a lot of these titles are so clouded, a lot of developers won't want to buy into 10th Street because it's so difficult. So it's, in a way, it's a double-edged sword. It harms the neighborhood because residents can't tap into certain resources, but it's also protecting it from the various pressures from the outside.
And so 10th Street teeters on that double-edged sword, paralyzed in place with no support. Whatever path 10th Street takes moving forward, residents like Patricia Cox say the history has to be preserved.
I don't want it to be a museum, but I do want it to be known that we were established in the 1800s and that we're still standing.
But 10th Street might not be standing for much longer if no one comes up with a solution soon. I'm Miguel Perez in Dallas.